This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in January, the last time that JCPenney was in the news after having announced it was closing almost three dozen poorly performing stores, we talked to a woman in Butte, Montana. Her name is Alana Furco. She's the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall, and her JCPenney was on that closure list. Given the penny news of the day, we called her up again to see what the latest is, and we got her, as you will hear by the muzak playing faintly in the background, actually in the mall. Alana, it's good to talk to you again.
You as well, Kai.
How has business been? It's been like 8 or 10 months since we talked back in January.
You know, our JCPenney closed in May.
Yep.
Then we rolled right into tourist season, which was extremely strong all throughout the state of Montana. And then, quite fortunately, back to school time, which has also been very strong. A few worries about the economy, but You know, we're hanging in there.
Do you miss the JCPenney store in that mall?
I miss them terribly. You know, it's a triple loss, that the business, the people who worked there, and the customers.
What's your sense, then, of how the economy is doing, the retail economy, which is sort of what we're talking about in the context of JCPenney today?
You know, we did have some of our businesses did pick up people shopping them a little stronger since we have lost our pennies. But personally, I think we're still flatlining.
When are you going to know that things are going to be all right? I mean, if you think we're still flatlining, what's it going to take to convince you that the economy is actually back? Because the numbers say it's back.
You know, I have to say myself personally, I have been very conservative about my shopping. But just this past week, I started shopping a little heavier. Maybe I was in a funk personally, but maybe things are starting to pick up. The Christmas merchandise out, maybe that's what flipped my switch. I'm seeing a lot of Christmas and, you know, Bath and Body Works with the smell of the cinnamon and the holiday fragrances. Maybe that's what I needed just to pop me out of this.
Well, so call me a cynic here, but holy cow, it's not even Thanksgiving. It's not even Halloween yet, let alone Thanksgiving. And you're already getting cinnamon and Bath and Body Works?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the cinnamon pine cones. And
oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
You're probably a big pumpkin spice latte person, too, aren't you?
Love it. Had one this morning. Yes.
The JCPenney folks who lost their jobs when the mall closed, did they get other, are they back working, or do you know what happened to them?
They are. I'm very grateful for the mercy JCPenney showed by not coming in and closing the doors. They gave us time to prepare, and they gave the people time to find jobs, and the majority of the cases, better jobs. Everybody landed well on their feet.
What about the physical store, that corner of the mall? What's in there now?
You know, it is empty right now. It is. There has been a little bit of interest. It's huge. It's 34,600 square feet. But, you know, our leasing agent is shopping it around. So I don't know what. I don't know when. But it will have a new life.
Alana Furco. She's at the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Kai.